For decades, the Prince George Rolodome has hosted hockey games, heavy metal concerts, weddings, and of course, roller skating. But as the strip of land near the intersection of Highway 16 and 97 becomes more valuable, the cost of operating the Rolodome is becoming more expensive. So Margaret Jackson is hoping people in Prince George will band together to keep the Rolodome rolling. And Margaret joins me on the line this morning. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning.
All right. Tell me, what is the Rolodome for you?
Oh, my goodness. That's going to take us at least a couple hours.
Well, can you do it in 30 seconds?
Prince George back in 1980 as a single mom. Where else can a single parent on a limited income take a child and have an afternoon of absolute bliss, energized? Oh, my goodness. Too many stories.
Yeah, you love the place, it sounds like.
It's my passion, actually, because it's not only my you know, going through the single parent era of my life, but also I've watched my daughter get married. I've watched my daughter take my grandchildren there. And I'm not the only one. The last time we fought to keep the dome going well was back in 2001, and we had over 12,000 signatures on a petition.
So obviously well-loved, but it's been threatened before. What's putting its future into question this time?
Well, it is privately owned property, about just a little over 2 acres, and of course, the structure that was built in 1952. The engineer's report is astounding. It's a totally solid building. Other than a few minor upgrades and a facade that, you know, is more current, it's fabulous.
So why are you worried that its future might be threatened?
Well, because it's sitting on the corner of two very important highways, and the area is being redeveloped into commercial, hotels, car sale lots, that sort of thing. So obviously it's a very expensive piece of property, and the owners, the youngest owner of the group of people that privately own this is 67 years old. So we know it's only a matter of time before they accept an offer so they can move on with the rest of their life as well.
I see. So it isn't for lack of popularity. It's perhaps a lack of ownership or who will lead it into the next 10 years or so.
Well, and that's why we've initiated the petition element again, but this time we're actually issuing $10 membership cards to start up a nonprofit organization. The Prince George Dome Society is what we're pushing for right now. And so the Dome Society can take over the property, purchase it, upgrade it, winterize it so the insulation is a little bit warmer inside for us older people. It's going to be exciting. A new charity and facility that's going to be with us. It's such an icon. Everybody knows that Highway 97 and 16, if you're going someplace, you got to either turn right or left from the roller dome.
It sounds reminds me a little bit, at least, of Shames Mountain and Terrace when it became a co-op where people living in the area could help direct its future. Why do you think that memberships are the way to go to form this into a society?
Well, for many reasons, actually. The membership, instead of a petition, which is definitely very, very important, but the membership also shows other people that we are very serious. We're putting our money where our mouth is. Just like UNBC did the $5 signed the petition back 25 years ago. And look what happened to UNBC.
Do you think that you'll have a similar amount of success with a roller skating rink in Prince George?
Absolutely. We have people coming from Quesnel, Williams Lake, Vanderhoof, McBride, McKenzie. So it's not just Prince George facility. The roller derby girls here in Prince George are very popular. The roller girls from Quesnel drive all the way up because they have no facility.
Do you have a sense how quickly you need to act to establish this society?
Well, it's coming together quite rapidly, actually. Tonight we have our first meeting at the Roller Dome. open to the general public. Membership's not required. So we're inviting everybody in the community to come, see what's happening, see the direction that the ad hoc committee is taking it right now, and if they have any suggestions or input. Tonight is definitely the night for them to come up and speak and give us their input on what they want to see happen to the structure and how we're going to be able to save the memories of all of us that have been part of this unique facility.
Yeah, we've gotten a sense about your passion, but what will you say before everybody tonight about personally why you want to see the Rolodome made into a society and to continue on at this spot?
Well, tonight, everybody will be able to listen to Al Work, who has been there for, well, goodness, I think probably 40 or 50 years. He actually, the Red Rock Roller Dome was the beginning of the Prince George Roller Dome, and then it moved to Prince George. So Al's going to give us the history. He's going to tell us what and why and how his vision is to move it forward. He's already committed to staying with the Roller Dome and helping the society go on to the next level, taking it to what we vision it will be. Because we are a northern community, forestry-based, we know the exterior of the building can reflect that.
Mm.
So it's a more visually appealing when you're driving into the city. And it's definitely going to be one of those buildings that everybody can be proud of.
Well, we'll look forward to see what happens after this first meeting. Margaret Jackson, appreciate your time.
I so appreciate your support. You have a great night.
You too. Margaret Jackson in Prince George. She's helping lead the charge to create a nonprofit to save Prince George's Rolodome. And as she mentioned, the first meeting is tonight at 7. It's at the Rolodome. And we'd like to hear your own memories of this spot. You can let us know. Did you have a birthday there? Tournament? Maybe you went to see a concert there? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.